USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is beginning his first Middle East trip tonight. The president set to leave just after 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, where his first stop on that trip will be Jerusalem. The president receiving some pushback from those on the right and left regarding the trip, as he is visiting Saudi Arabia. Regarding the visit to Saudi Arabia, John Kirby, National Security Council Director for Strategic Communications, tells MSNBC.
Saudi Arabia, Mika, is, as you know, a key partner in the region on a lot of issues. And we were going to, obviously, energy security will come up, for instance, in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but counterterrorism, the war in Yemen.
The Democratic-led made-for-TV January 6th committee held their seventh public hearing on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
President Biden is highlighting America's partnership with Mexico, including efforts to stop the flow of drugs.
To achieve our goals of everything from the fight against COVID-19, continuing to grow our economies, to strengthening our partnerships and addressing migration as a shared hemispheric challenge.
The president hosting Mexican President Obrador at the White House, Biden adding that the United States is accelerating efforts to stop the illegal trafficking of fentanyl and human smuggling. Japan is bidding a somber farewell to its longest-serving prime minister. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
With much of the country still in disbelief, Japan on Tuesday said farewell to Shinzo Abe, a political figure who dominated politics in that country as its longest-serving premier. He was gunned down at a campaign rally last week.
USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Or for really hard-to-kill bugs, try our new beetle and box elder bug killer. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Look for Maggie's Farm at Walmart, Menards, or at maggiesfarmproducts.com.
Some of the museums and schools that have received around $15 million in grants from the American Rescue Plan plan to use part of that money for social justice programming. Georgia Republican Congressman Jody Heiss tells Fox and Friends First why he believes this administration is using taxpayer dollars to push their agenda.
These funds were intended to help recover from COVID, and yet they are being used for woke agenda. And to push that agenda on as young as third graders. I mean, this is absolutely wrong.
Tiger Woods is taking the PGA Tour's side when it comes to golfers joining the Saudi-backed LIV Golf International Series, the 15-time major champion playing a practice round ahead of the Open, which starts Thursday.
So as far as the second part of your question about the players who have chosen to go to live and to play on to play there, I disagree with it. I think that what they've done is that they've turned their back on what has allowed them to get to this position.
The Mega Millions jackpot for Tuesday night is up to $440 million. No one's hit the jackpot since April. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.